Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, January 4th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.2% just before 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasuries are stronger overall. The dollar is broadly flat versus the euro and sterling, but weaker versus the yen. WTI is weaker, coming off earlier strength. Gold a little higher, with industrial metals mixed. WTI in focus as OPEC is expected to proceed with a 400,000 barrel per day output increase at today's OPEC meeting. Asian equities finished mostly higher with strong gains in Japan in its first trading session of the new year. Support in Asia was mostly said to have come from U.S. strength on Monday. European equities have also opened higher with UK and Irish markets back online after observing New Year holidays yesterday. COVID continues to dominate headlines amid the continued surge in cases, though the market remains focused on Omicron's milder symptoms. Governments also seem to be leaning towards moderate responses relative to prior waves, although Greater China has continued with further lockdowns. In Europe, Brexit is likely to be in the headlines today after a French minister said there will be a high-profile meeting with EU representatives today to discuss potential legal action against the UK on fishing licenses. On the macro data front, China Caixin manufacturing PMI returned to expansion in December after a brief contraction in November. Japan final manufacturing PMI was revised slightly higher from the flash reading. In Europe, German retail sales saw an unexpected rebound in November. UK December manufacturing PMI came in better than the preliminary reading. On today's US macro calendar, December ISM manufacturing index and November JOLTS. In company news, citing statements from the companies, Bloomberg reports AT&T and Verizon have agreed to delay 5G deployment by 2 weeks. In M&A news, ProPublica reports Telecom Italia is preparing a plan to separate its fixed network and cloud assets in order to fend off KKR's offer. And China Evergrande stock resumed trading on Tuesday, finishing up around 1% after confirming authorities ordered the demolition of 39 projects under construction in the Hainan province. The company also announced sales fell 39% year-over-year in 2021. Asia equities finished mostly higher on Tuesday. Japan closed its first day of trading with strong gains. Australia closed up almost 2%, propelled higher by lithium-related stocks on the back of Tesla's record deliveries. Taiwan also saw sharp gains as tech hardware stocks rallied, and in Singapore, banking stocks and REITs gained. Less positive news in Greater China as renewable energy and healthcare names sold off in Shanghai and Hong Kong. China's sentiment is said to remain rather fragile amid ongoing concerns in the tech and property sectors. Capital and liquidity balances are also in focus, with large amounts of maturing PBOC operations and property debt repayment deadlines in January. European equity markets have opened higher, with the FTSE 100 up more than 1% in its first session of the new year. As previously mentioned, COVID headlines remain in focus. In regional corporate news, taking place today is CES 2022 Press Day, with press conferences from Bosch and Valeo, among others. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.